Okay, and as promised, it is our interview portion of the morning, and I'm here with some really handsome and really beautiful faces. I have to say handsome and beautiful because we have boys and girls today. One boy, to be exact. Do you feel a little outnumbered?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, so this is the student council from Paris Elementary School. And this is part of our new program called Bear Lake Education Foundation Spotlights on Youth. Do you guys know that you guys are being spotlighted today? Do you know what that means? Do you know what it means to be spotlighted?
Kind of like a spotlight with a light.
Right. So if you're in a play or a production of some kind and they want you to be seen and not really anybody else at that moment, they put a spotlight on you, a light that spotlights just you, so you're the only person that can be seen. Does that make sense? So that's kind of what we're doing today is we're spotlighting you four kids, you four youth from Paris Elementary today because you are the student council members. And you were voted and nominated to come out and speak to me today at the radio station by your principal and your teachers. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to have you do first is I want each of you to tell me your name, your first and last name, and who your parents are. Okay? So you talk right into the microphone.
I am Cameron Roberts, and my parents are Stephanie Roberts and Kendall Roberts.
Okay.
I am Emma Topham, and my parents are Lucien Topham and Kirk Topham.
Okay.
I'm Chelsea Smart, and my parents are Jamie Smart and Rich Smart.
Okay. I'm Aurelia Vickers, and my parents are Megan Vickers and Tarl Vickers.
All right. See, that wasn't hard. They were a little worried the questions were going to be hard. We're going to keep it easy. So, tell me what grade you're in and then what your favorite subject is in school. So, Cameron, we'll start with you.
I'm in fifth grade and my favorite subject is PE.
Fifth grade. Are you excited to go to middle school next year?
Yes.
Is your mom excited to have you go to middle school next year?
I don't know.
No. Nobody's ever excited to send their kid to middle school. All right. Okay.
I'm in fourth grade, and my favorite subject is writing.
Okay, and that's Emma Topham. Writing. Do you want to be a writer someday?
Maybe.
Good for you.
I'm in fourth grade, and my favorite subject is writing.
Writing as well. And your name is Chelsea?
Yes.
Chelsea. Okay, I got to make sure I get it right. And this is Aurelia, is that right? Okay.
I'm in fourth grade, and my favorite subject is writing.
Writing! Wow! Who is the fourth grade teacher in Paris Elementary?
Mrs. Olson.
Shout out to her. Everybody likes writing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Except for Cameron. He likes PE. He's my kind of kid. I liked PE and recess and lunch and, you know, that's, yeah. Anyway, but I did develop a love for writing later in high school. So, okay, tell us what you guys are doing as a student council and who you can take turns. Who wants to talk first? Cameron will go.
So whenever there's new students that are joining the school, that are joining our school in the school year, we do this thing where we put a Mustang on their desk, and then we show them around the school. We say, is the Mustang in here? And then we have them search that room, and then we go everywhere around the school, and then we go to their desk, and that's the final spot where they find the Mustang, and we show them around their room and who their teacher is. That's one of the things we do as student council.
And why do you do that? Why do you think you do that?
So that they feel welcome in our school.
Yeah. Do you think it's important to feel welcome in your school?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And it's not as scary for those of us who grew up here. Like, you guys are growing up here. So every year you go back to school and you get to see your friends again and it's all good. But for somebody who's just moving here, that could be kind of scary,
yeah.
Right? So good for you. You're making them feel welcome. Okay, what else are you guys doing as a student council?
So we have an arrow party every Thursday, and like we have little clip charts, and if you stay on green or above, then the student council puts on a party, and then you can go like write your name on an arrow and stick it to the green arrow, and then we get to stick it to the wall, and then you can see your name on the wall. So
that's great.
And it's called Leaders on Target. We have all the arrows pointing toward the center, and at the end of the year, we're going to take them down and show everybody their names and how many times they got put up there. So.
Oh, so you can get a green arrow more than once. Yeah. You can get one every week.
You get one every week if you stay on green.
Yep.
That's great. So there's a great incentive to keep your homework done, get your work done, right? What else have you guys got going on?
We do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, and so we do the Pledge of Allegiance, then we do the National Anthem, and then the Moment of Silence.
And Roundup. On Thursdays, we do Roundup, where we all do our chants. We all get around in a circle on the gym, and we all do our special chants that we have for our school, which is really
fun. Oh, really cool. So does each class have a chant?
No.
It's just kind of like our school chant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Very cool. And do you guys get to lead that over the loudspeaker? Yeah. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Aurelia, have you got something too?
No.
They've kind of talked about it all. You guys have a school carnival coming up this Friday, don't you? Oh, yeah. Big smiles that time. Did you know we're actually talking about Halloween here on our text-in topic today? And because Halloween's only 2 weeks away, but you guys, I know, have a big, fun carnival coming up on Friday. And you've all been selling tickets for the big raffle.
Yep.
And do you remember some of the things that are in your raffle? Aurelia, do you remember some of the things in your raffle?
There's a toothbrush, an Instapot,
a bike,
and a... No, and the stay in the shadow, and much, much more.
Uh-huh.
That's what was on the paper.
So I think, is it called the Hidden Chateau up in the reserve? And I heard there's a gun as part of it. Is that right? Yeah, there's a gun and a TV and a bunch of electronics, all kinds of cool things. What does the money go for? Do you guys know?
Our school.
Yeah, so it's a PTO carnival, and the PTO puts it on, and then all that money goes back into your school. Did you guys know that? So all the money they raise helps buy things that your teachers need. They do parties for the kids. They do all kinds of fun things with that money. So I guess out to the community, this is a shout-out, which I wasn't planning on doing, but it kind of fell into it. So get out and support the school carnival. I think there's one in AJ this week, too. So whichever one you want to support, or both. You can hit both, which is awesome, because then you're helping both elementary schools. But always some fun items in the raffle. What are you most excited about for this year? We're going to start with Aurelia. Put her on the spot. Oh, have you got Veterans Day coming up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mustang Pride puts on the Veterans Day. Okay.
Yep.
Anything else you guys want to talk to us about?
We're trying to Red Ribbon Week.
Red
Ribbon Week's coming up, and fun. Yeah, we get to like hide a spirit stick, and
whoever finds it gets like a cool toy.
Yeah, like a prize or something. We're also in charge of Valentine's Day, so.
You guys always have a party for that too, don't you? A big dance.
Yeah.
Do you guys still do a Halloween monster stomp or whatever dance on Halloween?
I don't know if it will happen.
It could. We have, but.
Do you do your costume parade?
Yeah.
Costume parade coming up. Okay. So exciting things happening at Paris Elementary. And tell us who your principal is. We didn't talk about that yet.
Mrs. Lindsay.
And she's a pretty amazing lady, isn't she?
She
is a veteran and just served in a tour in Iraq last year. And so there's a lot of patriotism that goes on at your school, isn't there?
Yes.
In fact, Chelsea's wearing her patriotic shirt today with her flag on the sleeve. And that's one of the things I think is the coolest about Paris Elementary is the patriotism that you guys are being taught. And I love that you're doing your Pledge of Allegiance and all of that every day. Because, do you know what? That kind of went away for a while. So that's pretty cool that you guys are doing that again.
Yeah.
All right. So one more question really quick. Okay. And then you guys got to go back to school. How do you do your elections? Like, do you run for your class things? Aurelia's ready to talk. How do you do that?
So we first have to sign this paper, get our teachers to sign it, get our parents to sign it, and then we have to put our signature. And then we make posters and hang them up on the wall.
Optional, but
yeah, it's optional. Yeah.
All right.
And then we get to, and then at the end of the week, we do a speech.
You have to do a speech in front of the whole school?
Yep.
Wow, was that scary?
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. So, and that happens, what, at the beginning of the school year?
Yeah. It's pretty much.
Yeah?
A week into it.
Okay.
Like, after we get it's settled.
Once you get settled, y'all know where you're going and who your teacher is. And
we get the papers and stuff.
Okay. Exciting. So, do you all want to continue doing student council throughout all of your school years?
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. And the older you get, the more fun it becomes, and a lot of work, too. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, thank you for coming out. Again, Cameron Roberts, Emma Topham, Chelsea Smart, and Aurelia Vickers. Did I get it all right?
Yeah.
Yay. My memory hasn't totally left me yet. Congratulations to you guys for being our spotlight on youth. I'm going to give each of you, for being selected this month, a free movie ticket, okay? Which your moms are probably thinking, oh, no. Okay, so now you can each go to the movie.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You can each go to the movie at the Center Theater for being selected as our spotlight on youth this month. And take a friend and have a good time, okay? There's some good movies coming up. And keep up the good work. I know that your school is super proud of you. Do you guys want to say hi to your friends? They're listening, I know.
Hi.
All right. Have a good day, okay?
Yeah.
All right.